A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It's day number 5 of our 7 days of praise. God has given us great instructions this year. Do not forget, we have been instructed to have a 30 days of power, which holds 9 p.m. every day. And this program started on the 2nd of January, and it runs through to the 31st of January. God also instructed us to raise an altar of praise for 7 days. And today is day 5 of our altar of praise. And I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 and verse 22 for our meditation and for our praises. The Bible says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. The praise of the Almighty God gives you victory over forces and powers that are bigger and stronger than you. King Jehoshaphat and the men of Judah were confronted by forces that were greater and stronger than them. They couldn't face these forces. They couldn't face these powers, but they turned unto the Lord. And what did they do? They appointed singers. King Jehoshaphat appointed singers. The enemy was confronting them with weapons of war, but they raised an altar of thanksgiving and of praise to sing and to praise the beauty of God's holiness. And as they praised the Lord and they were saying, we praise you, O God, for your mercy endures forever. The Bible says the enemies began to fight against themselves. God set ambushes against them and they fought themselves and they were utterly defeated and destroyed. How was that possible? The praise of the Almighty God made the impossible possible. It was the praise of God that defeated the forces that were gathered against Jehoshaphat and Judah. The enemies destroyed themselves by themselves. God will be fighting your battles for you when you are the person that is given to the praise of the Almighty. You will not need to fight. You will just be praising his name and God will be doing the battle, the fighting for you. He will be fighting, you will be winning. Your enemies will be destroying themselves because God is the one fighting for you. And so the Lord is going to fight for you this year and is going to give you total victory over the forces that are against you. Whatever power, whatever force may be confronting you, no matter how big they are, God will undertake for you and fight your battles for you. That is what happened when you are given to the praise of the Almighty God. Again, I dare you to praise the Lord every day of your life this year. Don't mind the forces that are confronting you. Don't mind the battles that are facing you. Don't mind the enemies standing on your way. Just learn to praise the name of the Lord your God, and it will set an ambushment against your enemies, and your enemies will destroy themselves by themselves, and God will give you the victory. And so as you praise the Lord, victory becomes your portion. Victory is your portion in 2024 in the name of Jesus. There is no man of glory that will not have challenges or opposition or enemies. But as you learn to praise God in spite of your challenges or opposition or enemies, God gives you the victory while these oppositions are taken out of the way, while your challenges are eliminated, and while the enemies destroy themselves by themselves. This beautiful morning, I want us to join this minstrel, Olufunke Tela, as she leads us in the praise of the Almighty God that will set your enemies against themselves and give you the victory. I will be right back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a dance offering this morning. He's been faithful. He's been good. He's been kind. Hallelujah.
come back. Eni toba foju die abababa renile. Eni toba rubikao abababa relejo. You've got backing. You know they work alone. That is who you are. God is fighting for you. You are not working alone. I pray because you have raised your altar of praise to God again this morning, that this year the Lord will fight your battles. You will not spend this year fighting battles, but the Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I declare 2024 your year of victory. Victory over the challenges of life. Victory over all oppositions. Victory over all the enemies. Those who wait to shall be clothed with shame. Their position and place shall be found no more. You will look for them. You will find them no more. You will seek them. You will not find them. The Lord will fight for you this year. Again, I repeat, you will not spend the year fighting battles. The Lord will fight for you, and his name will be glorified in your life, in the precious name of Jesus. I declare divine backings for you in all your ways and in all that you do this year and always, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Don't forget to join us for day 10 of our 30 days of power, 9 p.m. today. Don't miss it. It's been awesome as we started this prayer program. 30 minutes to pray in the Holy Ghost for 30 days. Today is day 10. Don't miss it. And as the meeting starts, you can even start sharing the link now. Share to with all your contacts and don't miss it also. 9 p.m. The platform for the prayer meeting is my Facebook and YouTube channel. And the handle is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting package of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious day. And the Lord bless you.